afternoon and welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel with you. 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Funny thing, Desmond Tutu agrees with me. That's a scary thought. Desmond Tutu came out today and said the United States and Great Britain is closely resembling that of the former apartheid government of South Africa. Ow, that hurt. Anyway, on to the financial world. Amazing day. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 101 points at 13,727, completely discounting all the bad news from Bank of America, UBS, and Washington Mutual. NASDAQ up 12 points at 2,718. S&P 500, my nemesis, up another 11 points at 1,515. Everybody, to a man, is thinking that somehow the Fed is going to save the day. By the end of this hour, you'll know that the Fed ain't going to save the day. They're not worried about you. They're worried about the bankers. They're worried about a bank run. And there is going to be a bank run. If people with $25 million investments can't get their money out of bank, that'd be interesting to see those people standing outside the bank demanding their money back. Gold in New York, also in anticipation of a big discount rate cut tomorrow, up $13 at $808.30. Silver up 30 cents at $14.69. Platinum up $5 at $1,464. Palladium down $3 at $3.46. Oil up a nickel at $88.33. And yes, anticipation of a rate cut, U.S. dollar index losing 20 basis points, hanging on by its fingernails once again, just above U.S. dollar index of 76.10. My, oh, my, oh, my. Over the weekend, Iran said it will no longer be selling, no longer selling oil for dollars. Oh, they'll sell them to anything but dollars. Also interesting to note that Iran and Chinese officials have finalized a $2 billion oil contract. Any hope this administration has of imposing sanctions on Iran went out of the window with that deal. Anyway, a lot more to come. We'll be back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Friends, on this, it's Monday, so it's apropos that we have a depressing show. I don't mean it to be a depressing show. I'm just giving you the facts. Let you figure it out for yourself. This freeze that Paulson announced last week is a scam of epic proportion. And it's amazing how these people can lie with a straight face while they do it. But we are going to be facing a crisis that will make 1929 look like a walk in the park. And all these big banks, as we've always talked about from whenever we started getting into the creature from Jekyll Island and trying to explain to people the creation of the Federal Reserve and the skullduggery that went on in order to create it, in order to steal the wealth from the people. And this is a simple fact of life. The banks, the bankers, if you will, are conduits for the paper money scam that's been run by the Federal Reserve. It's a crooked business run by the same people who send your kids to war by rewarding themselves with all kinds of goodies and medals. It stinks. And now this system is in dire straits, and we are supposed to feel bad? Foreign central banks and investors are dumping their dollars and dollar-backed assets. Over the weekend, Iran announced it will no longer accept dollars for oil. If you think it's an isolated incident and Iran is just being uppity over its relationship with the U.S., forget about it. Other oil-producing states will follow suit. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, because they want to de-link petroleum from the dollar. And investors everywhere know they've been ripped off by a shoddy mortgage laundering swindle that got the green light from U.S. regulators. It's a bad scene all around, but now the chickens are coming home to roost. The meltdown in the real estate market continues to send tremors through Wall Street, as we witnessed today with Bank of America, UBS, Washington Mutual, trillions. Now let me repeat this, because we don't even understand this. Trillions of dollars in complex bonds, these things called collateralized debt obligations, are being downgraded as foreclosures increase and housing inventory soars. I mean, the whole theory behind what the mortgage bankers came out today and said on existing home sales had shown a little increase. Maybe we've seen the bottom. No, we haven't seen the bottom, not by a long shot, because there's a glut of houses on the market. A glut. Yeah, here in the Phoenix area, we have to have the biggest glut of all. There are more spec homes in this place than you can shake a stick at. It was easy money. Everybody was reading stories about how a 19-year-old kid came from California after making $100,000 on the house that he sold here, and he used $100,000 to buy 10 houses. And now he sold them all in 6 months, and he made $1 million. Well, I'm hoping he's happy with his $1 million profit. I hope he bought gold with it, because pretty much that $1 million ain't going to be worth the paper it's written on. We'll be dealing with Zimbabwean dollars pretty soon. So here we got these inventory soaring. We got banks, we got insurance companies, we got pension funds, we got bond insurers, we got hedge funds, are all among the living dead as we speak. Many are already insolvent, and many are going to follow. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. The foundations of the financial markets are crumbling. The scheme to transform the liabilities of loan applicants with bad credit into reliable sources of fat profits has failed. The subprime crisis, and soon to be credit card crunch, originated where? It originated at the very place we are looking for them to save us, the Federal Reserve. The Fed triggered a speculative frenzy by lowering interest rates below the rate of inflation for over 31 months between 2002 and 2004. Trillions of dollars were fed into the banking system, creating the biggest equity bubble in history. Now that the housing bubble is crashing to earth and trillions of dollars in shaky bonds are headed for the landfill, the Fed is trying to distance itself from any responsibility. But we all know the truth. The plan was authored and executed by the Fed, and that's where the blame lies. Everyone else is just a bit player in the giant fraud scheme of things. And what matters most is that the system is collapsing. It is being slowly crushed by the accumulated weight of its own corruption. When the system crashes, the flag will be lowered over Guantanamo Bay. The present oligarchy of racketeers will be removed from office. The troops will come home from Iraq. And sometimes positive results derive from tragedy. That is my sincere hope. There could be anarchy or tyranny or martial law or detention camps. Who knows? It's understandable that the public is worried about what could happen in the near future. But consider this. Can we continue moving in the same direction that we are now? Can we keep pouring the blood of innocent people all over the planet while claiming to be the world's policeman? Can we keep ignoring all these factors? I don't think we can. The political systems do not have to be perfect to be acceptable. And I'm not naive. But for many of us, there's a basic moral criteria that have to be observed to win our support. The Bush administration has elevated killing, torture, and kidnapping to a level of state policy. This is unacceptable by any standard, and yet all the levers of power are controlled by the people who support the present doctrine. The United States is not a beacon of hope or light unto the world. It has now become a menace, a growing threat to survival on earth. America's political and military belligerence is just an extension of a domineering economic system which serves the sole interests of the bankers. The central bank plays a critical role in this paradigm. Nations don't go to war without blessing of their financial institutions. The big money guys are the silent partners in the plunder and the bloodletting. The men who own and oversees the U.S. financial system created the cancer which is presently devouring it from the inside. And now the tumor has metastasized and spread through the entire organism. The situation is irreversible. The economy is on its last legs and headed for a fall. U.S. political leaders will have to accept a world in which America is just one of many states of equal power and significance. And hopefully at some point in time, it's when we hit the brick wall, that reality should strike to the large majority of people out there who are still brain dead. It is almost mind-boggling. Almost mind-boggling to listen to the local guardians of the Fourth Estate spewing their garbage on a daily basis, pacifying the sheep. They don't worry, everything's fine. This is just a little blimp in the highway on towards greater and better things. It's not. We are facing a crisis of epic proportion, unimagined by anybody at this point in time. When the rich who invest $25 million in a money market fund are told you can't pull out your money, you better be worried about the little few dollars that you have sitting in some money market fund somewhere. I will tell you that for nothing. Maybe the reality will strike home when you get your quarterly or half yearly statements about your 401k plans, where all of a sudden everything that you've worked for and contributed for the last 10 or 20 years has just gone up just poof, gone. Where did that go? How is that possible? Well, let's start dealing with reality.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from the bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh,
love to make my friends. Yeah, the song makes me want to just pack up my gold and find a little deserted island somewhere and become a beach bum all over again as I was 30 years ago. Well, life is so much more uncomplicated when all you're worrying about is which way is the wind blowing and whether there are any waves. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got John in Florida. Hey, John.
Hello, Robbie.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. Yesterday, I was at the University of Miami. They had the debate, the Republican debate. They're at the university. There was about 80 of us Ron Paul supporters at the main entrance where the VIP entrance was with our banners. And Ron Paul went to the – they had the Ron Paul meetup at the Titanic Brewery, and he signed – I guess there was about 400 people there before the debate. He came back to the Titanic Brewery and gave another little speech and signed more autographs. And I couldn't believe he came back after the debate. And it was amazing to see that man speak.
Oh, I mean let me tell you something. And this is just obviously my personal opinion. You've got everybody on the Republican side that are either talking about their religion or talking about how they're going to protect us from the boogeyman called terrorism. That's on the right. On the left, they're talking about national health care for everyone. None of these people are talking about the economy or what we face in the not-too-distant future. Ron Paul's the only candidate that's doing that, and I will guarantee you that within 3 months from now, nobody's going to be talking about anything but the economy, because these little Waldos are going to start popping up all over the place and people are going to start demanding blood from some of these people, and they will suddenly realize that there's only one candidate that actually knows what he's talking about when it comes to the economy and America's fiscal situation.
This was done on, I think it was called Univision, which is a Spanish station, and it was interpreted. So I couldn't, except for people interpreting what was actually being said, and he mentioned Venezuela and Chavez, and he got booed down there, Ron Paul did. But then he talked about bringing our troops home and some other things, and he got the, you know, the biggest cheer. I wasn't able to get tickets, but my wife, who's in Colombia right now, said that on the TV last night they actually showed Ron Paul. She didn't get a chance to read what they actually said, but they actually showed Ron Paul all through South America, I would imagine.
Oh, well, from what I can understand, and I didn't follow the debate by any stretch of the imagination, but it seems as though Ron Paul's popularity actually increased with the level of boos that he got. So who knows? I haven't read many things about the debate, who won it, who lost it. It seems as though it sounds like it almost never happened.
Well, it was kind of because it was down in Miami and it was all for the Spanish, there was all kinds of Spanish TV stations there, and everybody that was in the that was holding signs for Ron Paul, we made sure that we got in their face where they could see us, because they had people down there protesting the immigration, and basically the Spanish stations were trying to cover their story. We made sure that they saw Ron Paul on the TV. We didn't get out of their face.
Well, over the weekend I was at the Hope for America rally here in Phoenix. About 200 people showed up, and the amazing thing is, his name escapes me right now. Obviously, having a senior moment. But he is hooked up with a printer who prints up all these banners and stuff. You wouldn't believe the amount of free stuff that he brought along with him. I mean, huge rolls of bumper stickers and T-shirts and mugs and every kind of promotional piece of material that you could think of, which was all given away free. And the amount of exposure he is getting, especially here in the Phoenix area. I mean, you can drive around Phoenix, and you would be hard pressed not to see a Ron Paul banner somewhere.
Well, it's like that in Chattanooga, Tennessee. My friends live up there. It's everywhere, and it was really a nice feeling to have Ron Paul actually sign my Ron Paul shirt while I was wearing it. And he also signed my Freedom to Fascism copy of a video that I had, actually.
Oh, there you go.
It was a great feeling.
I just hope Ron Paul supporters learn a little bit more about gold and silver.
Well, he mentioned that. Ron Paul was talking about that, and people that were, in the demonstration were talking about that in front of the, you know, whenever the cameras were around, you know, and just we were doing a chant all day long.
All right.
And they definitely heard us.
Thanks, John.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Jackie Wilson said it was written T. Kind of love you got to knock me off my feet. Let it all hang out. Oh, let it all hang out. Yeah, you know, I'm so wild up. Don't need no coffee in my cup. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Watch this.
Welcome back, my friends. You know, I don't know if you noticed this, but I've noticed this. Whenever there's a debate with Ron Paul, Ron Paul talks about the issues, talks about the problems that are facing us, talks about what he would do if he became president, and the tough choices that would be made, obviously, cutting of various government agencies, one thing and another. Whereas all the other candidates, they just simply seem to be saying, well, I may be a scumbag, but I'm not as bad a scumbag as this other guy. In other words, they all deal in the personal attacks and telling you why they are a better person than the other guy. None of them are addressing the issues in any way, shape, or form. Ron Paul's the only one that's doing it. Anyway, let's go to Phil in Texas. Hey, Phil.
Hi, Robbie. I've been listening to you and Bob Chapman for a while, and I got a couple of questions. You know, the wife and I have been debating on getting out of debt. You know, we built our dream house, you know, out in the country on some acreage and stuff. But, you know, it's come with a price. And now we're thinking, she's thinking, well, maybe it's time to downsize and unload this house and maybe get our equity out of it, maybe, which is a little over $100,000 with. What you see coming, I mean, would you say that would be a good thing to do? Is that you think the track we should be on right now?
Well, I mean, that's a tough call.
Just simply
because how can you put a value on as you said, your dream home?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're more concerned about the equity that you have in the home than ultimately. I mean, is this something that you built that you
yeah,
hope to go and retire?
But you know, it also came with debt also, and
yes,
we can take the equity, pay off part of our debt, downsize to a smaller home, and start really putting our money into other things, you know. I mean, we could have this house paid off in another 10 years, but how much time do we really have in this scenario that's coming?
I would be hard-pressed to put a number on it, but I can tell you that there are many people out there, just like me and just like Bob Chapman, who can see through the fraud that's been perpetrated by the Treasury or the Secretary. Because this is a fraud. This has got nothing to do with saving unfortunate homeowners that overextended themselves and now find themselves in problem, unable to pay their mortgages. This is all to do with saving the banks. I mean, it's nothing more simple than that. Now, the question is, as more and more people become aware of the scam, and let me tell you, once these lawsuits start flying, I mean, this whole freeze thing, as I said, is nothing more than a shell game to try and delay the obvious. As Paulson said, he said to himself, well, when he made the statement with with President Bush the other day, he says, in a passing statement, he says, and we don't expect the litigation to be much of a problem. Well, hello, I think the litigation is going to be the major problem, because nothing upsets people more than when they have been sold a bill of goods. And a lot of these people were sold a bill of goods. In other words, these collateralized debt obligations, and they knew when they sold them they had obviously serious defaults within them, because they bundled them up with good mortgages, and then obviously they were obviously encumbered by all the bad mortgages, if you will.
Right.
So a lot of the people that bought these bonds, a large part foreign investors. I mean, you had a situation in Florida where the school district is now suing because they lost so much money in these collateralized debt obligations, because you would imagine that a school district is very conservative in where it puts its money, because obviously it's for the children. And so subsequently these people were sold a bill of goods, and now they've been wiped out, and so they're looking for answers. And so this Florida case is just the start of the lawsuits. I mean, it's the beginning of the iceberg. And as more and more of these lawsuits come about, and as we obviously move into 08, and we suddenly start realizing that this freeze is nothing more than a bailout for the bankers, you're going to get a lot of irate people. I mean, especially with the way this freeze has been manufactured, it's very selective in who it's actually going to help. I mean, it helps out of the 2 million resets that are coming about next year, and there's I don't know what the figure is. I mean, it was mind-boggling. I think it's like 100,000 resets plus per month. Every month of next year, we're going to have these resets. Of that, I think barely 100,000 people of those 2 million are going to qualify for this program that they instituted, because those people that got mortgages that were obviously not creditworthy, well, they can't refinance at a fixed rate. Because why? Because the banks have now tightened up on the credit. I mean, there's no way these people are going to qualify for a mortgage, because they're going to have to produce documentation that proves that they have a job and they have ability to pay. And that's the reason why they got the mortgages in the first place, because they didn't have to show that they were gainfully employed or had the ability to pay.
So, Robbie, would you say this is going to drive the housing market even lower?
Oh, look, don't take my word. I don't want to say it was J.P. Morgan. I think it was actually Goldman Sachs, which it's kind of ironic. But Goldman Sachs came out and issued a statement last week that they expect housing to decline another 30%.
Oh. Well, you know, I don't know if I heard it on your show or heard Bob Chapman say that, say like in the 20s when we had the Great Depression, that those that did have the gold and silver were able to clean up after everything, you know, after the crash and so forth, because they had the money to purchase. And is that type of your type of philosophy?
Well, put it this way, they didn't have much time. Because after the collapse in 1929, which lasted right through the 30s, I mean, that was when the big fallout happened. Obviously, the Great Depression lasted longer than that, and before they could clean up, if you want to use that phrase, gold was confiscated in 1933. So they had a very small window in which to make good with the. But then you got to think back in those times, you could go down to the Federal Reserve and exchange a $20 bill for a $20 gold piece.
I mean, but in our case, we can see this coming. I mean, to them, would you say it was just like a big surprise? And in our case, we can actually see this freight train coming. So.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The only problem is that light that you're seeing at the end of the tunnel is another train coming down at a rapid rate. When you look at this thing in its totality, I mean, what we have is we are dealing with many layers of fraud here. And slowly as the onion layers get peeled away and this fraud is exposed, a lot of people are losing their jobs as we speak. I mean, You've got a situation where we are not only dealing with rising fuel costs, we are dealing with rising food costs, which nobody wants to talk about, but food costs have risen 30% in the last 12 months. They're going to increase by another 30% because nothing is getting resolved. We're still on the stupid ethanol thing, which is driving prices of corn way up, ultimately causing. And it has a ripple effect. I mean, people think, so corn prices go up. So what? Well, corn prices go up. That means prices to farmers who feed their cattle go up greatly, I might add. So the price of beef rises. And so the price of everything rises. It all feeds on itself. It's like a ball that starts to roll from the top of the hill. And as it goes down the hill, it gathers momentum and gathers momentum. And we are losing on a consistent basis the preservation of our purchasing power.
Well, I heard a report where the Salvation Army had said that their donations were down, but yet people that were in need were up. So I guess that's kind of like the handwriting on the wall right there.
Well, I mean, we get little signs along the way.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And,
so I got
and
a lot to think about.
I know, and it's a hard thing to do, especially when you're talking about a home that you built with obviously the passion that you built the home, and obviously now you're looking at a different a situation. Yeah, you should be concerned about it.
Okay, well, thank you.
You have to ask yourself whether or not you could sustain another 30% correction.
Okay, that's something to think about. Well, thank you, and I love the show. It's a great show.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I mean, this is a tough thing to say. Maybe I'm being a little selfish here. I've been preaching this ultimately for a long time. I practice what I preach. I got a bunch of gold. I've been buying it since it was $300. You know, at the end of the month. And I tell you to do things. I don't tell you to do things that I myself personally don't do. I bought many years ago. I bought into the rule of pay yourself first, the 10% rule. And so at the end of each month, when I paid my bills and everything, whatever I got left over, irrespective of how much it is, I'll buy a little gold, a little silver, and I throw it in a big box. Now, I've got a bunch of stuff in that big box. I can't tell you which gold coin I spent $300 for and which gold coin I spent $800 for. I have no idea. You can't, it doesn't tell you on the coin. Oh, I bought it for $300. I just simply understand the situation that we're in. Understand what the Federal Reserve System is all about. I mean, if you still haven't figured it out yet, I strongly advise you to pick up the book Creature from Jekyll Island. It'll give you a very basic understanding of the scam that created the Federal Reserve. And right now what we are dealing with is a scam of epic proportions. I mean, this goal of the freeze, quite simply, let me reiterate, is to delay bond investors from suing by putting off big foreclosure waves for several years. But it may also be to stop bond investors from suing. I mean, this is this is fraud 101. If you sell something and you misrepresent it, it is fraud. And no matter which way you slice it or dice it, it's fraud. It's against the law, irrespective of whether governments commit the fraud or whether individuals commit the fraud or whether banks commit the fraud. Fraud is fraud. And while we got predatory prosecutors out there who are more concerned with climbing the corporate ladder than anything else, their climb up that ladder is based on, obviously, the big fish they can fry. Let me tell you something. And you know the number one guy is Cuomo in New York. He has a guy with a wild hair up his you-know-what, and he's going after them, hammer and tongs. Quick, let's go to Wayne in, Wayne, you in O'Canada.
I'm definitely in O'Canada, just above Montana in Calgary, Alberta, Robbie.
Oh, welcome, sir.
Oh, you're most welcome. I just wanted to address the gentleman that just got off the phone with his dream home, and he was deliberating with reference to what to do. And one of the points that you had made, can you sustain a drop of 30% in the value of your home was a very apt comment. My suggestion to the gentleman is to take a look around with reference to the debt that he has currently, the $100,000 worth of equity that he proposes he has at the time is hypothetical, given the fact that he has yet to sell his home, so he thinks he has the $100,000. I guess really the issue here is that he should put himself in a position where, yes, the dream home is nice, and he did say it came at a price, and he didn't go on to mention what that was. But my inclination would be, given that I'm in a city here in Calgary where home prices have risen to the point where the affordability is such that few people here can continue to maintain this market, and we have had the market going backwards somewhat. But perhaps the gentleman should sit down, take a look at his debt, see what he could actually get in the marketplace for his home, and as he suggested, downsizing. But he's actually upsizing, because if he's reducing his overall debt, his lifestyle is going to go up, and he may not have the anxiety that he seems to have at the moment with reference to making a decision on what he should proceed to do, and he may have cash in the bank thereafter or elsewhere that he may be in a position to go in and scoop up some of the bargains that will present themselves into the future.
Well,
that is my comment, Robbie.
Very good advice. Let me ask you a question. What is the rise in the loonie against the dollar done to real estate prices?
They haven't affected us here in Canada, just in reference to the fact that we were at $1.10 to the American dollar. I do recall back in the early 70s, 71, 72, 73, our dollar was quite high, I think, at the time, about $1.20 at that time. I used to go to the U.S. and buy musical instruments, bring them back into Ontario, where I lived at that time, and we could sell them wholesale and still do very well.
Yeah.
What will happen here is that, given that we are an oil province and an agricultural province, we're Canada's leading energy province, that has caused a little concern with reference to our exports into the U.S., because the U.S. is our largest trading partner. In fact, most of our exports go south.
A number of the
manufacturing concerns, of course, have not been pleased with reference to the rise.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth.
Welcome back, my friend. Still one of my favorite bump songs. Yeah. Anyway, Wayne, you still there?
I am, Robbie. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, sorry about that. The commercial breaks are brutal things sometimes. Continue, sir.
Okay, just perhaps another comment, too. It more, once again, will harken back to real estate here and the fact that I know on a number of shows that you folks do, you're always suggesting that, you know, the idea is to pay down debt and be debt-free. That allows you to be in an enviable position at some point in the future to scoop in and participate in what should be some excellent bargains. Again, if we take a look at what's happening over in England, some of the banks have been going down there. We note that some of the housing prices have started to recede, as they have done so both in France and Spain, and more particularly in the industrialized world. So I guess all I want to say, Robbie, is, you know, to your listeners out there, just please get out of debt while you've got the equity in your home. Take a look at other options, and by and large, I do enjoy your show, and certainly with Rob Chapman as well. And I love your comments, by the way, as you sometimes harken back to Rhodesia. I feel for you, but I love the show and your comments.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome, Robbie.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate thing, and I want you to understand something. What I've spoken about in the last 2 hours on the show is by no way am I trying to tell you to sell everything you got and call up Republic Trading Group and buy gold and silver. It's not my mission at all. As a matter of fact, I don't do that as a principle. I do not try to scare you into motivating you to pick up the phone and make the call. There are a lot of companies out there that do that. They sell on the fear factor. Well, it's the same as Wall Street. People have two emotions. They have fear and greed. Those are the two of the easiest buttons to push to get people to react to something or do something. If you want them to respond to whatever you're telling them, if you punch the fear button or you punch the greed button, you will get a reaction. And I want you to know, I didn't tell you what I just told you over the last 2 hours to punch either of those buttons in any way, shape, or form. Just trying to get you to think outside of the box and see things a little differently to the way they are portrayed. Anyway, my friends, till tomorrow when I will join you for another 2 hours with Bob Chapman. Till then, see you, bye.